We're checking in on Senate races across the country in our Here and Now Senate Tracker series. And today we go to Oklahoma, where Republican incumbent Senator Jim Inhofe faces a challenger, Democrat Abby Broyles. Caitlin Howard is with KGOU Public Radio. She's in Norman, Oklahoma. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So let's get right to the candidates, starting with Abby Broyles, a lawyer and former television reporter. Here is a video she posted on Twitter this month about the debate over systemic racism in the United States.
Absolutely, we have a problem with systemic racism. Look at the disparities in our criminal justice system, in healthcare. Look at the disparities in education and housing. We are finally having important, meaningful conversations. We need leaders who are going to call out injustice when we see it so that everyone can have equality under the law.
Caitlin, what can you tell us about Abby Broyles and what she's running on?
As you said, Broyles is a former TV journalist at a news station in Oklahoma City. She's 30 years old and up to this point has no political experience. And if she was to win, she'd be the first woman to serve in the U.S. Senate from Oklahoma. She has a platform related to issues such as having access to affordable health care, closing the gender pay gap, criminal justice reform. But her main campaign strategy has been to criticize Inhofe and his political record at her events. She has challenged Inhofe to debates multiple times, but he has not agreed so far to participate in any of them.
And Senator Inhofe has been in the Senate for more than 20 years. He's the chair of the Armed Services Committee. Here he is in a June interview on Fox News talking about President Trump and the pandemic.
What would happen if this virus came when we started with an average economy? He gave us the best economy I've had in my lifetime. And fortunately, that for us, that's when all this started. So I think we're going to survive this thing. When this is over, we'll look back and say, we're sure glad we had a president who was really who had the country in good shape. And
what has Senator Inhofe's record been like in recent years, and what is he campaigning on?
So, as you had said, he was first elected to the Senate in 1994, and before that, he was a U.S. representative and the mayor of Tulsa. And he has pretty much maintained campaigning on a lot of the same issues over during his time in the Senate, which has been things related to defense and the military, energy and the environment and infrastructure. And he also this year has really leaned on talking about how he's a close ally to President Trump. But his two biggest issues are defense and the military and energy and the environment. Since Oklahoma has a lot of military installations, he's worked to try to secure more funding for the military. He also used to be the chair of the U.S. Senate Committee on Environment and Public Works. So Inhofe is known for frequently being at odds with the Environmental Protection Agency over regulations and has referred to global warming in the past as a hoax. And since the oil and gas industry is big in Oklahoma, he has supported legislation that would give states more control over fracking.
Okay. Senator Inhofe is 85 years old. He released an ad of himself flying a plane upside down, and he said he would always serve in the Senate as long as he could fly upside down. You mentioned some of the things that Abby Broyles has said about her opponent, but has age been a factor in this race?
Age has been a big factor. Abby Broyles is 30 years old, and she has spent a lot of her campaigning efforts focusing on the fact that Inhofe is 85 years old and that she thinks he's out of touch with Oklahomans and that he should not be in the Senate any longer since he has held that seat since 1994. And I think it will be interesting to see if Oklahoma voters do decide to elect someone who is younger, if they're willing to take the risk to elect someone that has little to no political experience.
There's also something else, though. In 2016, President Trump won Oklahoma by more than 30 percentage points. We heard Inhofe talking about the economy and Trump's record on that. How is he talking about the president, and how is the presidential race impacting the Senate contest?
As of right now, it doesn't seem like the presidential race will have a big impact on the outcome of the Senate race, given the inherently conservative nature of Oklahoma's electorate and the fact that Trump currently has about a 20-point lead in Oklahoma over Biden. But if there is an aspect of the presidential race that could factor in, it would probably be Inhofe's close relationship with Trump and how he often boasts about his strong allegiance to the president. This seems to resonate with Republicans in Oklahoma who view Inhofe as a politician who has opened doors for Oklahomans on a national level due to his relationship with the president. So those Republican voters in Oklahoma might feel even more inclined to vote for Inhofe based off of that.
What do polls say right now?
Right now, Inhofe currently has about a 16-point lead over Broyles. This race is also currently rated as solid Republican by the Cook Political Report, meaning it's not considered competitive at this point, and it's unlikely Inhofe will lose his Senate seat that he's had since 1994.
That's Caitlin Howard. She's a reporter with KGOU Public Radio. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.